Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things days of our lives, sometimes football, and depending on the season. And we're getting there, so getting into the season now, so we may be talking about that too. And tonight I'm filling in for the diva, Carrie, and hope she gets feeling better. And we've got Mary Ann here.
Hi, everyone. Thanks to Anna to host tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully our technical situation will hold up. And
you never know with Blog Talk.
Right now I have an echo on my phone. Anyway, you can be found, Mary Ann can be found at @mama_hooch on Twitter. I can be found at @CosbyHooch. And Carrie, of course, can be found at @DivaOfDuel. And you might want to also check out some of our friends of the show. Angela is at Resilient Days, and Jennifer is, it's Rex. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, Jennifer, if you're in the chat room.
The
chat room's having trouble loading, so she probably can't get in there right now because it's been loading and loading. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I don't have it in front of me. So
she can call in.
I will try to get that later. Yeah, Jennifer,
yeah,
call
she
in
can't get in the chat.
Let's see. We also want to give a shout out to some of our favorites at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They're good friends of ours, and they can, of course, call in at any time. We'd love to hear from them. And also Teo Penglis, at Teo Penglis, and you're not the only one that has trouble spelling it, but you can find him on Twitter. And I know, T-H-A-A-O is his first name.
Ooh.
Start with there, and there's probably not another Teo in there, so you'll get it.
Yeah.
And then Lauren, at Lauren Coslow. Also, one of our other favorites of the show is Ian Buchanan. He's at Kilt Trip USA. And if you're liking what you see with a little bit that you've seen so far with Kate and Andre, we just love them. You can follow at Condre Fans. Kate and Andre, their squish name, because we're hoping someday they'll be squished together as a couple, but you never know. But that would be so hot. They're already hot, and they're not even doing anything yet. But and you can find us. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, like I mentioned, at Diva of Duel. You can also find all of our past interviews, all of our past podcasts on iTunes, and also at Blog Talk Radio. But easy to find on iTunes. Listen while you're on the treadmill or while out walking. This nice fall weather, if you're not sneezing your head off like we are here in the Midwest with the ragweed, but not that I'm bitter or anything. But if any of you missed our interview, adorable interview with Lauren Coslow and Teo Penglis a couple weeks ago. You should check that out. It was September 7th, so you can check that out on iTunes. And let's see, did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
There's other places you can find us too. If you just do a search, you can probably find us somewhere.
We're everywhere. We're just everywhere.
We're everywhere, and yet nowhere.
The diva keeps popping.
We've got.
But they know what the days.
They
know. Yeah, they know what the days of our lives, and even some of the actors.
Yeah.
They remember. Oh yeah, the diva.
That's right.
The diva. Yeah. So
that
was nice to hear some of them. Remembered the. Hearing of the Diva of Dole, so that was nice.
Yeah,
yeah, Dave Days is coming up.
Coming up, it's November 12th, is that right? I think that's right.
I think it's the 12th,
So that weekend, somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, so Getting into the show for this week. Is there any new? Let's see. Is there any show news that you can think of? I do know that for those of you who love Wally Kerr and his playing his role of Ned on General Hospital as well as Justin Kyriakis on Days. If you don't get enough Justin on Days, if you don't get enough Wally Kurth on Days, you can also tune into General Hospital because his storyline's heating up over there as Ned. So, check that out.
Wish I could get back to General Hospital. I'm not finding the time.
I can barely manage to watch. I don't even manage to watch Days half the time. Anyway, I'm always running behind on Days. So let's see. So this week started out a little bit weak. In fact, I kept falling asleep watching Monday's episode, which is why I didn't get to much else in the week. But
were the kids in it?
No. Was, I think, better. But, it was the script was, as I suspected when I looked at the end, it wasn't one of my favorite script writers, what was it say? So that could have been part of it, but it could have been partly characters that were on or whatever. But, I mean, nothing against anybody. But Mondays was just a little bit kind of a hodgepodge, I kind of felt like. But
what was going on Monday, everybody's refreshing, because all the days just go together, and I never know what happens what day.
You can probably tell that people are starting to converge on the two big mansions in town. You've got the Kyriakis camp, and you've got the Dimera camp. And everybody's afraid of Xander, Clyde, and Orpheus. And so we've got...
how about
Sunny,
the Kyriakises all moving in together? How'd you like that?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was rather interesting. So you've got Deimos and Nicole.
Oh, right.
And then Deimos has become Mother Teresa, which is not really very convincing
to me. But Nicole
is
still fighting moving in. She had been fighting. I mean, I think she finally...
Yeah.
I think she finally moved in at the end. But.
Well, and the thing of it is, too, isn't she afraid of Xander, though, too? I mean, he's kind of after her, too, isn't he? Isn't he the one that tried to kill him and her and Eric?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But she's still afraid to move in with Deimos. It does create some challenges, though, because, here she is now in love with Deimos, and her best friend Chloe is carrying his baby but doesn't want anybody to know. So she's pretending she and Philip are pretending like it's Phil's baby. So Chloe and Philip are moving into the mansion, which on Monday, Nicole was trying to talk her out of it. And, because, again, it goes back to that sore spot, that pain for Nicole that
Maggie.
She can't give him a child. I mean, she can't She can't give Deimos a child. And here her friend accidentally gets pregnant by the man she's now kind of falling in love with. And he absolutely is watching her like a, radar. I mean, he's convinced that it's his kid and everything. So, under the guise of all these people being very dangerous and everything, they're all piling back into Casa Kyriakis, Brady and Teresa, Chloe and Philip,
Victor and Maggie,
Deimos, and I guess in Nicole, Victor and Maggie. It's kind of like Noah's Ark, only Victor's Ark. Maybe,
Sonny and Justin. Sonny and Justin.
Sonny and Justin. And Sonny was resisting it because he didn't really want everybody knowing about his love life or lack thereof. But then Victor let it spill that, by the way, Clyde is the one that almost killed you last year.
He finally told Sonny about that.
So let's see. Are those all the people? And we got, of course, Tate would be moving in too. Anybody else? I mean, am I wrong, or they finally got the bigger set? I think they finally opened up the bigger sets now, I think.
In the Kyriakis Mansion, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
and eventually we will see the Dimera Mansion, too, because
they still have the study,
the study, because Chad was there, and then, of course, Lucas and Adrian are living there, taking care of Thomas.
Right. Tate.
And then Gabby came over with Ariana to give Chad his suits you know, because she's now the fashion guru for Chad.
Oh, yeah.
And then Theo came, and then Theo came over because Abe wanted, because Abe would be working, so he wanted Theo to stay with Chad during all this.
Oh, okay.
So they were all, those were the people that were converging onto in the, those or who in, are in the Dimir mansion. And I don't know if you saw, they have, Chad has a panic room. And so they had to go check.
No,
he
I haven't seen that yet.
Did you see that? Okay.
Oh,
well,
uh-uh.
There's a little
no,
something
no, no.
They're trying to start between Gabby and Chad again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he has to go. He says, I'm going to go check on the panic room. So he's there checking on the panic room. And Gabby forgot. He must have taken one of the bags, and she had to get the sales receipt out of the one bag or whatever. And he took it with him or something. So she follows him down into the panic room. And as she goes in, she closes the door. And as she closes the door, the power went out. So when the power goes out, they can't get out. Now the door, now Gabby and Chad are, yes. And since the power is out, there's no air. And there's no, and it's so hot in there.
It's hot.
Gabby
it's so
just
hot.
Has
to
take off her top. And then Chad has to take off his shirt. And then it gets there, and then they're talking about reminiscing about the, you know, different things. And he's talking about Abigail, you know, and Gabby and Abby were good friends. And then they even revisited the stuff that she did to him and did to Melanie and all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. And he's kind of more or less forgave her for all that. And then it gets to the point he's really hot, so he has to take off his pants. So now he's down into his underwear, you know, and she has her little slip on, her little bra.
I haven't seen this yet.
So
we must see TV. I'll have to check this out later.
So in the meantime, you know, all these, the power goes out. Everybody's, you know, so JJ comes over looking for Gabby,
mm-hmm.
of course. And then Lucas and Adrian are all upset. You know, they finally figure out that they're trapped in the panic room or something. So finally they get the
mm-hmm.
door open. And, of course, as soon as they get the door open, there those two are sitting in their underwear. And JJ sees it, you know, kind of like, yeah. Yeah. So it's one of those things. And then there was
awkward.
A scene where the door was locked because Adrian and Lucas were out doing something, and if they had Theo watching Ariana and Thomas, and then the lights went out, and he was real good with them and calming him down, but then he kind of got scared when he locked it because he must have heard something, so he went and locked the door. But then Lucas and Adrian come, and they kept telling him, please unlock the door, and then he just kind of got into this, like, he put his hands over his head and was kind of like, he was scared himself. Theo was, and you got to remember he's kind of autistic too. He has that autism, but then he kind of snapped out of it, and he did unlock the door and stuff. But and he was worried that he did something wrong, and they're saying, no, you did the right thing by locking the door, you know, to keep everybody safe. So that was a kind of a good scene showing how that certain things affected him, you know. So kind of brought out the autism awareness that he has. So that's what was
that's cool.
happening in the Dimir. That was,
well,
yeah.
Think,
so they
I
kind of addressed
Dina,
that,
I think,
you know.
I think,
you know,
Dina
so.
Higley, if I'm remembering correctly, that was her really one of her passion projects when
right.
she was first
when he
working
was little.
With Dave, or not
Theo,
first,
but
one of her
right.
earlier, you know,
mm-hmm.
iterations. She was, you know, really into that. And I don't know if she has a child. I can't remember if she had a child. I think
I
she has a special needs
does.
Child. I can't remember if they were autistic or not.
I think she does,
not,
if I'm not mistaken.
She,
yeah.
It's a real passion of hers. So I think it's great because I think it's also
mm-hmm.
cute that they have Claire and Theo kind of developing a friend relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think Theo is adorable.
Yeah.
But the boy that plays a character now, he does a good job because he you know, he's, you can still tell he's got the got some issues with autism, but you can also tell that, like a lot of kids with autism, through therapy and everything, they can improve, you know, they can
right.
get somewhat better and everything. And it's got to be kind of inspiring because I know we have some callers in the past that have called in that are autistic, and they, you know, I'm sure it's kind of inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is, maybe we can ask them, but you know, like I know it's kind
mm-hmm.
of inspiring to see you know, how well mm-hmm. she is doing now and everything. And so anyway,
And speaking of Claire, they were going at the Horton House. Jennifer was there.
Oh yeah,
with,
I didn't see that part.
Oh,
I just saw her on Monday
funny.
And Tuesday when she was being a pain in the butt and being a typical teenager.
She was being a pain in the butt because she snuck out of the house. You know, I guess. Well, Hope brought Claire and Sierra over, and you know, and Julie was there. Doug was sick upstairs, so. But Julie was there and Jennifer, and they were all going to play. You know, and who else was there? Theo had come there to visit. Then he was going over to the DeMere mansion, but it was Sierra and Claire, and Julie said, "Well, we could play charades." You know, they look at each other like, "Oh God." And then Claire couldn't be, you know, then the power outage, and she couldn't get any because she's worried about her YouTube videos, and she had to keep it up, and she couldn't get a signal, so she couldn't get on her cell, so she snuck out of the Horton house. So they're all worried about her, and she was just being a little snot, is what she was, a little, you know, brat. But anyway, so that was and I think she did make it. I think she did come over to the DeMere mansion, if I can remember correctly, but I'm not sure. I think she did finally come over there, and is over there now with Theo. So, but yeah, everybody's kind of all converged on the. And then maybe you want to talk about. You said you saw. Did you see the episode with Kate and all? And then Kate kind of was attacked by Clyde.
That was the week before. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
week before, and then
Clyde and Chad saved her, and then
right.
So this Tuesday they open with
this Tuesday. Yeah,
she's standing there mm-hmm. getting fooling with her gun, and because she's inside her gun, and Andre walks in and she turns and points it right at his gut, and he's just like smiling, you know. And so it's funny because I love their comedy because. You know, Kate's
little,
like trying to talk with him. Once she realizes it's him, you know, then she's supposed to take the gun away, but she keeps pointing it at him, and they are talking.
He's like,
"Well, I heard about your experience last week, you know, with Clyde, and that must have been really traumatic." "Oh, no, it was fine. I wasn't upset or anything." She's very much playing that she can handle all of this. And he just put the gun away. He's like trying to push it away.
Put the gun down.
Right? She was still, you know how women are. We talk with our hands and everything. So she's sitting there talking with her hands. Meanwhile, the gun is pointed at him. And so he just kind of like, "Let's just move this over here." You know, it was so funny. And then, you know, so she protests that she's not worried or upset about Clyde being on the loose, but of course she is. And mm-hmm. so then she says that she wanted to go out and get something to eat. And he goes, "Oh, that made a lot of sense that you bought a bed and breakfast then, huh? You never eat here or something." And she said, "Well, I'm just too rattled or something to eat here. I just mm-hmm. want to get out or something." And so, he was like, "Well, I don't remember his exact words, but basically like he would join her she's like acting like she doesn't need his protection." He said something. I don't know. Do you remember the wording?
No,
really
I'm gonna.
Cute, though, the way
yeah, something
it.
About oh,
but
you want he, me to per- oh protect you, and he says, "No, I want you
so
to protect me," or something. He wanted Kate to protect him, so you can protect me because she's the one that had the gun.
It was cute. It was just cute, and the way she looked at him as they were leaving, and the way he looked back at her, I was just like, "Oh my God, I'm in love with those two." So, anyway, I just love watching their scenes. So I'm dying to watch the rest of the week. I just unfortunately didn't get the time.
Yeah, and then they went to the pub and had
cheeseburgers
and martinis. When they went to the pub,
martinis. Oh, how cute! Oh, cute.
Yes, when they went to the, that's what they had. Cheeseburgers and martini. And I was keeping thinking, I wonder who was buying. Somebody said, Kate invited him or something. Yeah, and there was kind of a little. Exchange between them too. And then there was this Friday we saw them again, there was another loud noise at the door, and she thought it was Clyde, and she turned around, it was Andre, and she says, "Oh my God, you scared me." He says, "Yes, I have that effect on people, you know." And there's different things. And then she was she was complaining about the women, like Adrian and Lucas and Chloe and Philip, you know, about her kids, and he says, well, you never think anybody's good enough for your sons or whatever. And he was giving her some kind of advice, and she says, well, that's pretty good sage advice you're giving me. He says, oh no, I just heard it on Oprah. He said, I just heard it on Oprah. And it's the way Teo delivers the line, and the way Andre, you know, and she looks at him, and then she's going on and on and on. And he says, complaining about, he says something about, he says, oh, it's so good. It's such a good thing you're not a bitch. And then he said, you're just perfect.
He's got a crush on Kate, and she's still playing hard to get.
Yes.
If they were at the pub, they should have talked about old times when he held her hostage.
Oh, yes. Those,
you know?
But there was something sexy about that, though. Even though he had the knife to her throat,
oh, yes,
I don't know.
It
there
was.
Was just, yeah,
oh,
the way
yes,
he was, like,
was.
Talking to her. Oh, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what Kate and Andre were. If they're going to venture over into the Demira, maybe eventually they'll get over to the Demira mansion.
Oh, maybe.
But, yeah.
That would be fun.
That's what I'm thinking, but, yeah.
Who knows?
So, yeah.
But it's kind of fun having all these people bunched up in these different houses, though, because it's definitely giving them more to play on, you know, play with.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Gabby and Rafe had scenes on – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Gabby and Rafe. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. You're saying Gabby and Rafe.
No, I mean,
Rafe
they were just kind of – I don't know. They were just had scenes together, and they were waiting for Dario, and then their dad showed up. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
and old Dario.
Gabby was all excited to see him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Eduardo overheard that Dario was figured out that
right.
He overheard that Dario was working for Deimos and was like, dude,
right.
That dude's bad. You don't want anything to do with them. And yada,
right.
Yada, yada.
And then he's starting to come up with an idea.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Helping. He's helping who?
John. Wasn't he trying to help John too with the, you know, with the whole thing of the Clyde and Orpheus and all those guys, because he came over to John
he came over to John Malenas, and he told John, this is the thing he told, remember I told you he was in the car getting, he's the one who caused the accident, and because he said, he says, what happened? He told John he feels guilty for these three being on the loose. He said, because he found out that the guy that was threatening his family was going to be in that car. And that's when he went and he killed him. He choked. He was there dressed up as a guard, but never knowing that it was going to be an accident and those three would escape. So he's partly responsible for those guys to be out there, you know. But that's what he came to tell John. So, and then Dario is, you know, he said something about doing something with Dario, offering. So I think Eduardo's coming up with some kind of family business or something. So I don't know. Maybe it'll be the Hernandezes, the Demiras, and the something's going on there.
Well, because I know they have the restaurant that they're running now. And,
right.
Paul and John. Paul's trying to help John, working with John on the, you know, they're kind of cute together. His
right.
dad and son. You know.
Right.
Elena was playing the sure. nervous Nelly grandma. She was. You know, try to track down Claire, and like
Claire
was over working with Chloe, and she was like, I don't want to get home, I'm working, you know, like I'm not a little kid, you know. She's like, look, we have three of the biggest
children
in town
on
the loose.
Yeah, she comes to drag her out of there.
Yeah.
You're going with me. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Marlena was like the old, darn grandma, more so than Belle. Yeah, she was like,
Grandma Bear. So, let's see. I know there was stuff with Kayla. I didn't see the stuff with Kayla, but I know aren't they held hostage or something?
Oh, yeah. The three of them, that's who they – so while everybody's hiding and worrying about the villains, they all three show up at Steve and Kayla's house. Steve is out. Yeah, Steve is out picking up her prescriptions or whatever, and Joey was there with her, but he got a phone call from Jade, so he went outside, and somehow they got in. And they took Kayla and Joey hostage. Then Steve come home. So eventually, I think he went for the gun. And I think Steve got shot. But here, Kayla screams, and it looked like he got shot. Well, he's laying there, and then she's trying to get him. She's ripping, and here he had a bulletproof vest on. So he was okay, but then when they looked around, when all the, after that happened, they're gone, and they took Joey. So they kind of took Joey as hostage or kidnapped Joey, and they don't know where he's at or where they're at. So that's kind of what happened at Steve and Kayla's house. So...
Let's see. Yeah. So I know towards the end of the week, they Chloe and Philip, they Kate help or something like.
Kate was involved in that. Yeah, well, they wanted Kate's help because Deimos. Oh, well, here's what happened. Oh, Dario told Deimos about Chloe's doctor's appointment, and here she went to a doctor's appointment outside of Salem because she didn't want Deimos to know, but Dario knew what was happening. So they're in, her and Philip are in waiting to see the doctor, and Philip had the best, one of the best lines. He said getting away from Salem, and he called it the paternity switching capital of the world. He says, yeah, we had a, you know, you don't want to stay in Salem because we don't want to stay in Salem because it's the paternity switching capital of the world, which is about what they're kind of want to do now. And then, so then Deimos showed up and he's insisting a DNA test right then and there. He wants the doctor, you know, to do a DNA test because he says that's his, you know, that's his child. So they're taking their blood, all like Phillips and Chloe's and Deimos. So they got all upset, and that's when they went to see Kate, and they wanted Kate to help either switch it or do something to help them so, you know, Deimos doesn't find out. Well, Kate doesn't want to do it at first because she says, no, because then that means that I have to pretend that that's my grand, you know. She don't want Philip involved with Chloe, of course. So then she tells them no, so then she runs into Deimos, and they have this whole big argument again, you know. So then she figures, okay, I'm going to, you know, then she's back on revenge again, Deimos. So she tells Philip and Chloe that she'll help them. So now I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but somehow they're going to probably switch the paternity. You know what I mean? The DNA is going to come back to say it's Phillips and not Deimos's. So I guess Kate's going to be involved in that. So we'll have to see. Maybe she'll get Andre's help. I don't know. But, yeah, she'll be. So she'll be up too. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was funny the way he said that. It was a paternity switching capital of the world. It's just
yeah.
So true.
Good.
Yeah. So basically the whole show right now centered around the three villains and everybody, how they're reacting. Okay, and then Aiden and Hope were stuck in the Brady Pub.
Oh, yeah. Now were Andre mm-hmm. and Kate at the Brady Pub the same time that Aiden and Hope were?
No.
That'd be an interesting double date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
So why
actually,
were they
here's the thing. After Hope dropped off Sierra and Claire, here's the thing. Everybody's gathering together with their families, right? So she says, mm-hmm. well, I'm going to go check in Caroline at the pub. So they bring their, all the Hortons are together, but there's poor Caroline alone at the Brady Pub. You know, we didn't see Caroline. But Hope is going to go check on her. But why doesn't Hope just go get her and bring her over to the Hortons or to the, you know what I mean? She's there all by herself. So that's kind of odd. Where's Caroline at? So as she's going into the break, Aiden's walking by and sees her in there and goes in there. And so then that's when the power goes out. And so that's how they end up. Then they end up talking together. And then Rafe comes in and sees them together. And he's still trying to convince her to go back with him. And he tells her about Chase. He sent Chase away. So he was telling her about that. And Aiden was still saying about Stefano. he's opening the case to with Stefano. So, which that'll be coming up, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I think, you know, I think Hope's still going to have to answer for that. I think they're going to open the case, and I don't know if she's going to have to go to trial or whatever. I don't know. I've heard rumors about that.
I was just thinking, my mind was going back to Victor with everybody at the Casa Kyriakos, and all piling into the house. And somebody, Victor, I can't remember his exact words, but it was like, he was like, well, you know, here we've got three killers roaming the town, and, we've got Roman, and I mean, he bashed Roman in the cop shop somehow, and I can't remember how he said it, but it was hilarious. I don't know, it was just the way Victor, it was perfect Victor. That was on Tuesday's episode.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was just funny. And then I was going to say also one thing I forgot about when Kate and Andre were talking at the B&B before they went to lunch. He said something about, I still can't believe you were with that monster Clyde or whatever or something, or I don't remember. Or maybe they were talking about him wanting Thomas. And he said something about Ben, and she says, well, it's obvious that Clyde made Ben a monster. Clyde was the monster and caused.
Like she felt sorry for Ben.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I don't know if that was a way for Ben to come back someday, or if they were dropping that somehow. But the other thing on a real life note, I know that Nadia, who plays Chloe, had said something about how, after watching some of the scenes that she was in, she said, well, they did a pretty good job of hiding my pregnancy, because by the time she's actually playing a pregnant person, she was already 7 or 8 months into her own pregnancy. So timing wise, it wasn't real good, because she's just barely into the pregnancy on the show. And she's in the latter stages of a pregnancy in her life.
They are doing
a good job
of how they're filming.
Yeah, they had some dry cleaning covering her, and then she was wearing the dark clothes. So, actually have really done a great job. Yeah.
Or she's standing behind. So, yeah, they always did. Yeah.
Yeah. And there were some scenes, when she was in Horton Town Center, Town Square, they did more of a neck shot, head shot instead of a full body.
Or she's carrying bags. She's carrying a bunch of bags. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're really doing a good job on that. So anyway, creative wardrobing. We have a caller. Do you want me to take that, or do you have anything else you wanted to say before that?
Yeah, I guess we covered most of, because most of the whole week's been about, the villains and how everybody's reacting to it.
Pretty big
so.
Umbrella story.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there was that scene where Xander was doing his push-ups and all that, and Orpheus comes in and he's rolling his eyes kind of thing. And he's like, well, what did you do besides work on your pecs, And then Xander says something, it's not about my body, all about my body. I do have things going on upstairs, too.
He does have a body. Whoa.
So they're still trying to organize and figure out what their plan was. Basically just means the only reason they haven't killed everybody already is that they've got to stretch this out for a couple of months on the show. So they're gonna toy with their victims instead of taking them all out.
Big bad villain, but everybody's still alive yet. Still haven't killed anybody yet.
So far, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think? So is Teresa going to be one of the victims of these guys, is that what we're thinking?
But I had heard out there that she is not going to die. In fact, I'm thinking it was saying it. Said it, even with one of the writers, or I forget. But now Shane and Kimberly are coming back, and everyone kept thinking, oh, they're coming back for a funeral. But I heard that she's not leaving. That she's not dying.
Okay.
She's leaving another way, but I don't know. How are they going to do that without Brady and Tate? So I don't know. Or is Brady going to let her?
Yeah,
are they going to get
gonna
married
say.
Or what's going to happen? I don't know. Could be wrong, but, there's something out there that's saying that she's not going to die.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And Carrie and Austin are supposed to come back. Did you say
that's right. They don't come back for a while, though, right?
Yeah.
We don't see them until next year.
probably.
Yeah.
Everybody that's coming back,
yeah.
we don't still don't see it till next year. So
yeah.
So anybody
annoying,
I don't carry an Austin fans out there, but it's Austin Peck, not the other one.
Oh yeah, Austin Peck. Yeah. yeah. Not
yeah.
Muldoon. Patrick Muldoon.
Not Paul.
Terry will be
Patrick
devastated
Muldoon.
About that.
Yeah, I like
that. That Muldoon's one of
that's
her favorites. That.
I like that.
But let's see. Okay, well let me bring the caller in here.
Hey.
Hello. Is
Hello.
It Bobby?
Yes.
Hey, Bobby.
Okay, well,
hey, how are you doing?
Well, I didn't watch much Days, and I'll tell you, first of all, I understand the situation that happened in New York last weekend, even as we speak, and what happened Monday. And you would think this would be New York issue. But, I'm not going to just try to anger anybody out there, but if anybody agree with me, they can just always tweet me at Bobby Evans and agree with what I said. But how dare do NBC News, who's in NBC News think they are to just break in to tell us we captured this guy? I mean, I'm not trying to make insensitive of this thing, but this is definitely an issue. So I didn't get a chance to even watch Monday thinking that half the show is going to be taken over by this, by that. And then Tuesday, I watched Tuesday's show, but then Tuesday night, and on into the rest of the week with the situation that happened not far from where I am in Fayetteville, North Carolina, in Charlotte, and with them breaking in with updates on the situation right there, bringing the governor and a couple of reverends on there. I don't think Sharpton was involved yet, but them having to interrupt our newscast in addition to the Charlotte area news stations during the daytime to bring this coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand what they're doing, so I didn't want to just take a chance of watching Days and then end up watching one of the press conferences instead, because we got a news channel locally here, and then we got CNN and MSNBC and Fox News that can cover all of this and supposed to our local channel. So I just didn't want to take a chance of having to call and complain to my NBC affiliate and talk about that, but when I saw Wednesday in between breaks before all hell broke loose in Charlotte on back-to-back nights to the point that they had to just have news conferences and show the video and everything else, I managed to get a chance to watch a little bit of Days. And I'm just watching closely these, and I brought this up maybe last week, but I'm watching closely the Gabby and Chad thing, especially now that Marcy Miller is about to become Abigail. And would this be a surprise for Chad to see his wife back from the dead, and even more to have Abigail see her friend with him?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
when they start getting close, Abigail will come back.
Right. I mean, we almost saw the situation happen with Sierra. We almost had the situation happen over the summer with Sierra. But thanks to the Olympic break, and thanks for Theo getting paired up with Claire, that obviously haven't been that much action from Sierra as yet. As far as her being fully involved in a story or anything like that since the Olympic break, because I think a lot of attention has been focused mainly on Claire with what had been happening with Sean and Belle leaving and. Of course, with her relationship with Theo now, and I do agree with what you said earlier about how you had to have a lot of callers because being autistic,
yeah.
I can understand what you mean. I wish you had brought me on about a half hour ago because I could have just chimed in
Sorry.
Right there.
Oh, I know. I could.
Because
you knew
I
was listening
share,
and calling in, and probably
I would
was.
Love to get your.
Yeah.
Oh,
you mean with Theo when
that.
He got all upset and couldn't open the door?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never had a situation like that other than anything like that. But I'm seeing in the actor that plays Theo in almost similar ways to what I saw the actress on All My Children that played Lily as a teen, not Michelle Trachtenberg, but the other one that was in the Hunger Games movies. Yeah, during the last few years it was in New York before before she left to do other projects, and
mm-hmm.
they written Lily off on All My Children.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
well, do you like the way
ago.
Theo? Do you like the way that, do you like the way they're writing Theo and how he's performing?
Yeah, I like how they're handling it, and I like how, and I can understand. And as far as Nadia thing, I did read somewhere, maybe on SoapCentral.com or from one of the Twitter thing, that Nadia was going to take her maternity leave in a couple of weeks when,
mm-hmm.
and since this was done maybe in April or March at the latest. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because if Chloe ends up having the baby when Nadia comes back from maternity leave, then this puts up an interesting thing of how Nadia's baby boy would fit in on the show, either as Chloe's baby or as
mm-hmm.
Thomas. I thought it would probably be Tate because he's a little too old for Tate, but either Thomas or Chloe.
I don't know.
Chloe's baby. Because I never thought about that.
You know, when Lauren Coslow was on, I think it was by the time she was on Bold and the Beautiful, her son Zach was her baby on the show for a while.
Yeah, now they're using Heather Thomas, the boy, as Kate's the baby on Bold and Beautiful.
Huh.
Yeah. But I think for a while they used that on General Hospital, because even Kirsten Storm's daughter had played the role of Georgie on
that
show.
Huh.
Yeah, Harper.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Because I'm going to get back into watching it, because Carly bugged me all week about, you got to watch GH. You got to watch GH, to the point where I went, okay, I'm going to set my I got the DVR set to start recording.
Hey, Bobby, do you want to give out your Twitter handle?
Okay, I'm going to give it out one more time since I brought it up earlier. It's at...
Sorry.
Let me just make sure I'm back on my page, because sometimes I forget and I don't want nobody to forget about it. Hold on. You can see some of that autism is just starting to kick in. Okay, here it is. At Bobby Evans. That's at B-O-B-B-Y. E-B-A-N-S, and that's all one word.
Okay, cool. And also, I stumbled on Jen's earlier. It's at R-E-X-J-D-K, so Rex J-D-K. I couldn't remember the last three initials, what order they were in. But anyway, so you can find Jen, who's always a great help in the chat room and calling sometimes. So I just wanted to give her a shout-out as well. And Angela was at Resilient Days, so...
Yeah.
I think we might wrap early.
Yeah, but I like saying I'm glad I managed to just get out some opinions of what I said about the situation that have happened both for us locally and also last weekend in New York.
Yeah, you've had a lot going on there in North Carolina and on the East Coast, that's for sure.
Right. And I don't know if Patsy is in L.A., Florida, or back in Charlotte, but I just hope that she's okay, because I haven't talked to her on Twitter or Facebook in a while, so I don't know if she's still filming the Bay or Days episodes or what, and if she's all right, being from Charlotte. I mean, I'd be curious if you can get her on the show in the next few months or get Jen back on the show or anything like that, because I would love to get a chance to maybe... especially talk to Jen as she's leaving Days, to maybe just talk to her about other projects and anything else that might be coming up in 2017.
I'm
not sure if I'm going to watch tomorrow Days, because I just didn't know, because the minute that they came out with the first version of the dash cam video, because they have... like a newer version of the dash cam video of what happened to that guy in Charlotte. They just released it just a couple hours ago on CNN and on local news. I'm not sure they actually broke in to our newscast, so I'm just probably going to try to start fresh Monday, by willing, unless of course it's still continuing here, because I am a little bit worried about how they're going to play the Panthers game tomorrow and everything else.
How close are you to Charlotte?
I'm more closer to Raleigh than Charlotte because I'm actually about an hour from Raleigh, about maybe 2.5-3 hours from Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm more closer to Raleigh than Charlotte. But,
okay. All right. Well,
I know you have our
thoughts.
Yeah, and I just want to pray to all of Kathy Pete's friends in the Charlotte area. I know that that she has friends and relatives in Charlotte since she's from Charlotte, and I just want to say my thoughts and prayers with her. And I'll try to send her a message on Facebook or Twitter later on.
Okay.
Because it would be great, to have her on the show before she returns back as Kim, or even Chrissy Clark.
Yeah.
Have her back on the show because it would be great.
Yeah.
We love having Patsy.
We love having Patsy on here. She's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't think, to my knowledge, you ever had an interview or had Chrissy Clark in all the years you have done this show on your show, but I could be wrong. Have you ever had Chrissy on the show?
I don't think we've had Chrissy Clark. We've had Patrick Muldoon before, but a couple times. But we haven't ever.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever talked to Chrissy Clark.
Well, that'd be a good idea
to
just have her on the show before she returns back. It would be kind of interesting since Alton Peck is married
the girl from
Terry Kahn, formerly the one that was on One Life to Live and As the World Turns, Terry Kahn.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see if maybe Terry can probably come into today's, because right now, if they bring back Teresa by February or so, maybe she'd be perfect for the role, because that's the only person I can think of other than Jen Lilly, but I don't know if maybe Jen Lilly would be like, I don't know if I want somebody else playing my role that I just left or anything like that. I don't know how she would feel. Because it's going to be kind of like a lot of people would be like saying, like, have to get used to it. They're not used to seeing somebody else playing that role. The other possibility could be maybe aging Ariana to adult by February and putting Terry Kahn in that role.
Yeah.
I doubt that's going to happen.
No. No, I don't think it will either. And on that note, I think we're getting ready to wrap up. We're going to close a little bit early tonight. We've had both of us have had kind of a crazy evening.
Yeah.
So,
it's been a crazy week for us down here in North Carolina, like I said. So,
Safe. Be safe and Godspeed, and hopefully everything will be okay.
All right,
and
well,
calm
you all
down
have a
soon.
Good night, and hopefully if I get a chance.
You too.
Hopefully I get a chance because I'm going to start watching GH on Monday. I might give you a GH report
next
week. Because it would be interesting to see what I see.
I need updates from what Carly
tells me. So I'll keep in touch with both of you guys' shows so I can just tell you what's
good.
Going on. All right, you have a good night.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Bobby. You too. Good night. Marianne, did you have any last thoughts?
About Dave?
Marianne?
Yeah, I was just going to say what Bobby was saying. Sadly, that's all we ever hear anymore is news like that, bad news and shootings. And there was just that one in Washington.
I know.
Bad. Yeah.
I know. I just saw breaking
news
while we were on. Saw the breaking news while we were on the air here that they got the guy in Washington. I don't know anything more than that yet.
There was some kind of shooting in Baltimore that I see or something. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Surprised
me, but...
Yeah, and that's why I watch Dave.
Can't
get away from reality.
Yes,
know.
Exactly. Escape. Let's watch people terrorize the town of Salem, the people we love on there, instead of real life people. Is that what you're trying to say, Marianne?
Yes, exactly. Yes, because we love our villains on Days of Our Lives. They're not that bad, really. You know. Oh gosh.
By the way, Jen corrected us in the chat room. Wanted to let you know, she said that we did talk with Chrissy Clark, and I vaguely remember that now. Sorry, I completely spaced out on that. You're right. So thank you, Jen, for reminding us of that, because it's been a while. But
we had quite a few
right.
days. So back in the archives.
Yeah,
whether they were like.
So anyway, so thank you. We can always count on Jen
Jen, to keep us honest and keep us on the straight and narrow. So
yeah.
Thank you, Jen. Again, her Twitter handle is REX, so Rex. I believe that has something to do with one of the alien twins, which I'm not sure if I'm allowed to call them that, but Rex JDK. And like I said, Angela, who's usually here with us, she's at Resilient Days, and got at
yeah.
Abdul, at Mama underscore
said,
Hooch, and at Kazi Hooch.
She wasn't able to call, but I think she's listening. When she's not able to call, she always listens. So I think she's listening, or
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, take care, everybody. I think we're going to end a little bit early tonight since we're we're all running.
Again, yeah, it's been a long
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I think
for
we
both.
Covered the most of it.
Yeah.
I know. So, all right.
They're well, always long
take
days.
Take care,
so.
Everybody.
All right. Next week. Hopefully.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jen just corrected me. Her dog's name was Rex. Sorry about that, Jen. I was thinking it was Rex from the show. I'm sorry. Oh. Anyway, all right. Well, take care, everybody.
Okay.
Until next time. All
okay.
right. Bye-bye.
Bye.